Between the Lines from Phoenix FM Saturday afternoon with the Maccabees and Spit It Out. And joined in the studio first, we'll introduce Lachlan Behrman. It's been a while since Lachlan's been down to the studio. And your season has ended now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We had quite a good season. We won the HKRC Kimbolton Championship. And at the moment, it looks like we might get a third in the Wilton Mill Championship.
So you've got one more race then for this season?
One more race at the Wilton Mill Championship, yeah. And one more at the Kimbolton.
Wow. And I mean, in terms of summing up the season, you know, how your season's been, how you've done. When we were talking at the start of the season, is it what you'd have expected?
I got my eye on winning the Kimbolton Championship, and I was hoping to win the Wilton Championship. So hopefully we will get a win at the Wilton one, but at the moment it's not looking that promising, but not to say we won't.
But not putting a downer on it, you've got a championship winning trophy already in the boot of the car.
Yeah, that was quite good. With a round to go at Kimbolton, we took the win. So, yeah, that's quite a good thing to end the season on. Yeah. So, you've got to be happy with that.
Good stuff. And, I mean, you went to Europe as well, didn't you? Something we were talking about at the start of the season.
Yeah, we went to do this B&L championship. We did a start around there, which we did all right in, had a bit of an incident, but came out knowing that we were quick. So then we went into the first round, got into seventh, and unfortunately we had a technical issue, but other than that we came away promising knowing we were quick, so that's always good.
And you know what you can do, because I mean, anyone listening now, they don't necessarily know how old you are. How old are you?
I'm 13 now. I'll be 14 early next season, so yeah, it's quite good knowing that I'm one of the youngest in the category.
All of these achievements as a 13-year-old, and I mean, you've been racing quite a while really as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I got my first kart when I was 6 and a half, then got my proper licence when I was 8, and I've been racing properly since then, so that's quite a few years.
So if anyone's listening and they're 13, you know, what's the typical racing category that they'd be going to?
Probably about Minimax, Rotax class. Ranges from about 65 miles an hour to 70, so it's really good to get used to, get good like speeds up and get good times. And then if you want to move up from that, you want to go into a junior class, which ranges up to 17-year-olds.
Yeah. And I mean, as far as you're concerned, if someone's 13 and they're talking about starting now, you've got 5 years on them, haven't you?
Yeah, that's quite a good thing.
So it's second nature. I mean, we've spoken about this before. You know, you think nothing of turning up at a race circuit, preparation and everything else. We'll be talking to Gary shortly, who's in charge of Cooper Motorsport, and plenty to talk about there. But I mean, you're moving from, as you move from Minimax, what options have you got now? I mean, we'll be talking shortly with Gary as well about what's coming up, and feel free to interject at any time, Gary, as well. But yeah, the options you've got for yourself now, where are we looking?
You could go into, yeah, like I said, a junior class, which ranges up to 17-year-olds, so you're racing almost men. So that will give you a good, like, opportunity to race older people and get, like, quicker and make a bigger name for yourself if you're younger. Or you can go into something like car racing when you're 14. That ranges also up to about 17-year-olds, so it's quite good.
So car racing's something you can do next season?
Yeah, it is, and I would like to, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be talking shortly with Gary about that as well, and the options that are available to you and open to you at the age of 14. And, you've come in today to tell us about your plans for next season. But that's what you'd like to do then? Cars is your main aim?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay, well, look, we'll chat about this very shortly. We'll be chatting to Gary as well with these big announcements and what's coming up for the rest of the season, Gary. And we'll chat to Gary even very shortly here on Phoenix.
Phoenix FM, community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And we are talking motorsport. We're talking to Lachlan Behrman. And so your plans really in terms of what you need to do from now?
Yeah, so I want to go into a car category, like either Fiestas, Ginettas, and then from there I'd like to move into single-seaters so I can get used to the cars, get used to the speeds, and then hopefully progress into my ambition.
And the plan then is to learn more circuits, Brands Hatch, Silverstone. You'd be driving on the circuits the big boys drive on as well then, yeah?
Yeah, I'd be driving on the full circuit, so that'd be quite a big change from karting if I were to go into it.
Yeah, well, Gary's here in the studio as well, and as the boss, I mean, ultimately, you know, you're the... Well, I was going to say you're the Ron Dennis, but that's the wrong person with the way things are this year. But, you know, you are the boss. You're the Toto Wolff there running stuff. And you're the one who can drive him in the right direction as well then.
Yeah, that's right. I've been working with Lockie for... Well, I was probably there when he first started karting, when he was 6.5, 7. You know, I've known John and Lockie for... The whole racing career, and it's a privilege, to be honest, that I've got them on board. They trust me with my judgment. You know, I help Lockie with the setup of his carts, driver training, and yeah, for them to give me the opportunity to announce what we're going to announce today is fantastic.
Okay, well, look, just before the announcement, I mean, you've been running Lachlan all the way through from karting. He's been successful, and you've managed the transition through. So as far as you're concerned, whatever you do next, he's going to be ready and rearing for it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all this year and last year, we've worked with Lockie to win championships, race wins, fastest laps. You know, he's a fantastic little driver. He listens. He learns, and to be honest, it's a natural talent he's got. Yeah. You know, which is again why I'm so happy that they've stuck with me and, you know, bring him all the way through to hopefully get him to his final goal, which is Formula One.
And the plan next year for you then, between you, is going to be...
Yeah, we can announce that he will be driving for Cooper Motorsport in the Fiesta Junior Championship. You know, it's a big step, a very big step for him.
And there's a big smile on your face, I've got to say, Lachlan, yeah, as he says that. Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of hard work to do, but again, you know, Lockie's fantastic at listening. Within a few minutes of telling him something, he goes out on track and does it. You know, he's naturally talented.
And there is a Fiesta outside that's just been unloaded from a trailer. We've had a few photos taken with the Phoenix FM stickers on there. You've driven that already on a circuit this year, haven't you? So you know, Lachlan, that you're up for the task.
Yeah, I definitely took to it quite well with a few practicing. That was about half an hour long, and just in that we progressed quite a bit.
I mean, Gary, you were saying that he's learnt an awful lot just in that period of time driving the car.
Yeah, that's right. We had a very short shakedown period up at Blyton Park. Literally, it was foggy. We had about 45 minutes on track, and from the first minute to the 45th minute, he was absolutely fantastic. I mean, we was reaching speeds of 100 miles an hour. You know, we couldn't even see front of us. He's got a lot of work. You know, he's there. He's on the pace. You know, he's got the pace already. He's just got to understand that there is a lot more power than karting. The way the car handles, being front wheel drive as well.
I've driven one of them.
You have. You've been in one of our cars. You know, but he has picked it up very, very fast. Within a 45-minute period. He was pushing the car.
And you were impressed. And as were you, John. I mean, I'll bring you in because this is where the nerves come in as a dad as well.
Yeah, actually, it was terrifying just watching when I went off into the fog.
Because do you want to come a bit closer to that microphone?
Sure,
that's better.
They sort of disappeared into the fog, so you could hear the engine revs, and then they die, and you kind of think, well, have they come off? and then I did one session with Lachlan, and I was absolutely terrified. But it was interesting. We were going down the back straight. I think we were doing 95, and he leant over to me and said, "Are you okay?" And I kind of whimpered something back, and after six laps, we had to stop because I felt sick. But yeah, it's going to be terrifying watching.
Wow. I mean, it is. And I mean, we're looking forward to it all a lot. I mean, this is the new step for the team. It's a new step for Cooper Motorsport in many ways, isn't it? Because you've got one driver who's going to be Lachlan's teammate in the Fiesta Junior Championship as well.
Yep, that's right. It's next year is a big step for the team. Not for me personally, because obviously I've been in motorsport over 15 years now. Race cars, instructing cars as well.
And he's good. I mean, you take me around in that Radical. You're no mean driver yourself.
No, that's right. I mean, it's good for the boys to understand as well that, you know, they can come in after they've been on a session in the car when they're racing next season and say, look, I feel the car's doing this, that or the other. I can then, they know I've driven a car like it as well. We can put the setup onto the car.
And this is what you want to do, isn't it? The mentoring and the bringing the drivers through, having the academy. It's the way forward.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's building into now. You know, the kart team's been going good for 3 or 4 years now, winning championships again. Next year into the car side of things, it is going to turn into an academy where we can bring the kids into the karting, you know, work with them for a good 2 or 3 years and then move them on into the cars and then on again the next step.
So, I mean, does this mean that you're not going to be doing the karting itself? Are you going to carry on? You're expanding it. It's another branch.
Yeah, no, I'll be doing both. I'll still be supporting full support at the kart tracks as well as cars because, yeah, we might have one or two rounds that do bump into each other, but they'd have full support from the guys back from the unit, you know, at the kart track. But, yeah, we've got, say, Danny Harrison, which is Lockie's teammate for next year in cars. He had his first race with us at Brands Hatch, which was the end of the season. And he showed promising already, you know, coming to top 10 with his first ever race. you know, and that's Lockie's teammate. So, yeah, it's looking good.
I mean, this, you know, there are some major challenges. Does it mean that, Lachlan, you're going to be driving with an X on the back of your car as well?
It will, because, I mean, I'm a new driver to it.
Yeah, even though he's not new to racing, because he's new to car racing, he has to run a black X on a yellow background for up to 10 races.
Right.
It's no difference in grid positions or anything like that. It just symbolises to people on the track that he is a novice into car racing.
And other than
that, it's no difference at all.
And I mean, from the academy point of view, you giving advice as well, what are Lachlan's main challenges going to be this year?
The main challenges are obviously the difference in power. Being a car as well, from a little car, well, I say little car, but you know, the width of the car is challenging for the boys to understand. You know, because they're sitting in the middle of a car, where with a car they're sitting on the right hand side.
Yeah. I mean, it's stripped out. There really only is the seat there, the roll cage, the fire extinguisher, and that's pretty much it.
That's right.
Yeah, but it is still a Fiesta.
It is a Fiesta ST. Yeah, so you know they're very quick cars on the road as well. So they've got slightly more horsepower, fully stripped, roll cage, all the safety gear. But his biggest challenge is going to be learning the tracks as well.
Yeah.
Because he's never been on any of the tracks. Oh, okay, you can see him on telly. Maybe a simulator work. We'll probably do some simulator work with Lockie over the winter. And also we're going to do some track work as well. But what we're hoping for, by April when the season starts, Lachlan will be on pace. And I'm confident we can be in the top five.
Can't wait till the calendar's going to be announced. I bet you can't as well, can you?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. How well are the team going to do? I mean, as far as you're concerned, Gary, you want to be up the top as soon as possible, but you can't run before you can walk either. Will you transition into cars, Lockie? Can you either, you know?
No, it will be difficult, but I reckon we'll take to it well.
Yeah.
And end up at the near end of the season running at the front with all the big boys.
And Gary, he's got to have that self-belief to be able to do it.
He has got good self-belief, but you know, I believe in him as well, same as all my drivers. You know, what my plan for the team would be next year, they do a rookie championship, which means if it's your first year in Fiesta Juniors, you still race the full championship, but you also race for a rookie championship. And that's what we're going for.
Yes.
You know, we want to win the rookie championship and top five overall.
So it's a class trophy then, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yes, it is.
And, I mean, you both talked about single-seaters as well. The plan, really, from the Fiesta Championship is going to be Ginetta Juniors or MSA Formula, is it, with single-seaters?
Yeah, Lachlan's long-term plan, obviously, is to make it to Formula One. So we've got a year in the Fiestas. We can learn all the tracks that we can race at. Then he can, then from there, if we get a good result, We can go to Janetta Juniors for another year, and then from there into MSA Formula. Once we're on that, we've got endless amount of opportunities. But we're getting going well in the Fiestas next year, and then he will definitely move up the categories with some help.
You must both be so excited. I mean, the enthusiasm and everything else is coming along, is coming over. If it's a rainy weekend at Brands Hatch, it's not going to matter, is it? The most important thing is you're going to be the quickest one out there.
Yeah, I've just got to go out there, keep my hopes high, and I'll try and set my fastest lap, and hopefully I'll be able to beat everyone else.
That's the plan. And,
it is.
And as a team owner, that's your plan, and also getting new talent through as well in many ways, and making sure the top of your talent there is going through the right route.
Yeah, again, yeah. I mean, you know, I've got to hand it to Lachlan and some of the other drivers. You know, they've won championships, races, and it does bring us to the forefront on people's lips of what teams to join.
Yeah.
You know, and now probably one of the rare kart teams to move into cars and give the boys progression, like an academy. I think there's only one other, and I don't even think they're doing that no more. So we're probably the only team now that's offering this option of coming into the kart team, working with us, getting to the front of the grid in karts, and then obviously progression onto cars and so on.
I'm putting words into your mouth, but really, you don't want to lose touch with your roots, do you really?
No, that's what I mean. I want to work with these boys all the way through, you know. The other kart teams, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they're not worried about their future. I'm passionate about the sport, and I'm passionate for Lockie and Danny and all the other drivers, and I want to bring them all the way through. You know, they're putting their trust in me, so I repay that by helping them guys out to my best of my ability.
Well, look, great. I mean, thanks for coming in. We'll chat to you very shortly after the next song, so that anyone listening who wants to find out more, and ultimately just the nuts and bolts of it, the basics of finding out more about yourselves, when the calendar's going to be on, how we're going to update it, we'll talk about all that as well. But, well, more power to your elbow, Lachlan. And yeah. I bet you just can't wait for April now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Just I want it to come fast so I can get out in the car.
And we'll make sure we do all the updates here on Phoenix as well. Thanks very much for coming in to see us all.
Thank you.
Just gone 12:30. It's Between the Lines from Phoenix FM, talking sport and talking motorsport. Lachlan Behrman, Gary Cooper and John Behrman here as well. And I could probably talk motorsport all day. I think between us all we can, and there's a lot that's going on in the off-season as well. I mean, Gary, you were just talking off-air about simulators and the fact that, Lachlan, you've got a lot going on really during the off-season in terms of trying to learn the circuits, even from YouTube videos, simulators. You know, you've got a plan and you've got to be disciplined.
Yeah, I've got to know the tracks, if that is using a simulator, watching YouTube. I've just got to know where the track goes, look where people turn in, look where the braking zones are, so I get an idea of what I can do when I get out on track.
And you've got, Gary, quite a good simulator setup then for your level of motorsport, shall we put it that way?
Yeah, we've just had installed down at our workshop a three-screen simulator. So when Lockie comes over to help prep the car or look around the car, he can go in the other room on his simulator, pick any track. We've got all the tracks that the Fiesta will race on. And we can also watch and look at his data from the simulator as well. You know, it's as close as what he's going to get at the moment, off-season. But again, like he's just saying, he can watch YouTube videos. He can also see where they're making their little overtakes. You know, he can, a lot of his rivals, I should say, put videos up, so he can watch that as well. But yeah, he's got a lot of hard work during off-season. Yeah.
And I mean, the Formula One drivers had to do that for the Mexican Grand Prix, didn't they? Because none of them had driven there before.
Yeah, that's right. All the Formula One drivers, I think, even for this weekend at Brazil, they're all still going to be doing a few hours on a simulator, if not days.
Yeah.
You know, and off-season, it's valuable. You just got to be in the seat, in a simulator, learning as much as you can.
And learning it like the back of your hand. Well, look, I mean, the cars look fantastic. The colour scheme itself with the black and the fluorescent yellow there, it does look good. And we've got the Fiesta out there with the Phoenix FM stickers and all that on there as well. There are other sponsors as well that you want to mention as well, John?
Well, it's more that, you know, it's a huge step.
Yeah.
And financially, it's a huge step. You know, we need to find probably in the order of £20,000 this year to complete that championship. So I think what's really interesting moving from carts to cars is it's televised, there's Motors TV, there's Web TV, it's repeated a number of times. It's a much bigger event to take people to the circuits. So we're hopeful of getting more sponsors on board.
And if anyone's listening who thinks, wow, this sounds great, and they can be part of the story of Loughlin as well, they've only got to get in touch with us through the website.
Absolutely. Yeah. That'd be fantastic. So you can do it through Phoenix, they can do it through LoughlinBearman.com. We've got a website for Loughlin now, or bearman.racing@gmail.com. But it's all on the website. It'll be fantastic. And we've got a tie up with Gary and his track day company, so actually the offering gets broader, not only come down to the race days, but actually we can offer really good packages around track days for people.
And there's plenty on the Phoenix FM website about the track days as well. So,
absolutely.
So there's plenty there going on. And really, I mean, we're just ready for the next, for next year's calendar. When's that going to be announced? Do we know yet?
It should be out by the end of January.
Okay.
For the karting's calendar's already out, but the cars we're waiting for by the end of January, it should be released.
Great stuff. Well, look, thank you so much for coming in. We've got all the contact details. You know how to get in touch. And you will keep us up to date, won't you?
Absolutely. And as ever, thanks so much for helping us along.
Yeah, no trouble at all. It's a pleasure having you down. And that trailer out there with the car on there, let's hope it's going to do some big business as the season comes on. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.